love to call you back just as soon as I can. The mailbox is full and cannot...
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I'm really, really late today. It's almost 8 o'clock. Today was completely unscheduled. Too many things happened. A remarkable number of things happened. This afternoon, I got a phone call from a gentleman that I used to know back in 2012, 2013 timeframe. We both lived at Daybreak. He ended up sometime later moving off to Florida, and now he's back. And he just called me today. He's been back in Cleveland, and he then called me later and said, "Hey, we're in Athens. Can we take you out to dinner?" And so they did. It's kind of like, this is not what I expected this morning, because no thoughts. So we had a long conversation. There was two of them. One gentleman is slightly younger than me. One gentleman is slightly older. And so, you know, we're three guys at a Western Sizzling. Bunch of old guys with white beards. Anyway, and we had a long conversation, including discussion on, you know, their experiences in Florida and so forth. Little discussion about, because both of them were in the Air Force. But a lot of it was on shofar leaks. And then, of course, we talked about various things, current events and things of that nature. So that was quite a surprise. Not what I expected to happen tonight. But I did mention that I was hoping to do a hike yesterday. It happened. Not only did it happen, you know, what I realize is on Eureka Trail, there's every 0.1 miles is a sign. There's the 0.0 mark, and you go up to the 5.6 mile marker. And I wanted to go the whole way. I was wondering if I'd be doing it alone or if Chris would join me. And when I thought, okay, if Chris joins me, well, I thought that, you know, I could go to the 2.1 mile mark if he doesn't want to do the whole thing. And do it there and 2.1, 21 kind of thing. But so we walked past that. I proposed that if he doesn't want to do the whole thing, but he did the whole thing. He knew how important it was to me to get to the 5.6 sign and do it. So we got to the 5.6 mile sign, the halfway point, and I stood there and took a picture, and then of course he did the video, and I sang my happy birthday to my Susanna. And on the return trip, we got to the 2.1 mile sign, and what I realized was I need to take a picture there and put my thumb over the point, the decimal point, make it 21. So that's why that picture is there. And so I hope you find the humor in that, because one of the joys is my friend Chris did this with me. We had the fun together. We walked 11 and a half miles, you know, 11.2. And it was an intense dialogue. It was deep theology the entire trip. Not most of it, the entire trip. It was a joy. You know, there was the break at the time, where I sang to my girl. But ironically, I was thinking about this. So went and got the, because when we were in Woodville, Alabama, we bought the DVD. You know, back then it was DVDs. Internet video was still just barely starting. Netflix was just becoming a thing. And YouTube was still, in its infancy. But we bought Demographic Winter, a documentary that was done about the impending demographic winter, the population implosion. And indeed, what they document is happening. You know, because by the way they document that is they show how it's the rate of growth, not the current population. And the rate of growth is declining in such a magnitude that, you know, it's continuing to grow, but then it's going to collapse suddenly. And we're seeing it happen in many places. Japan, I think, is probably the country leading this because they are actually seeing the population shrink. Because the population is aging, the new population is not reproducing. And we're seeing that, Europe is ahead of us on this, but we're well into this in the U.S. But what I found fascinating, because it's just shy of an hour long, and I watched it, was reminded of watching it with my family many years ago. But so it's there, and of course it's online for you to watch. But the other thing is, at the close of it, there was one gentleman who was featured many times. And one of the things he said near the end was that the populations that seem to be remaining more stable are the Orthodox Jew, the Christian, and the Islamic communities. Which, you know, makes sense because they have, all of them have a commandment, you know, the Orthodox Jew, you know, not the Zionist, but the Orthodox Jew, not the Talmudic, the Orthodox Jew and the Christian have that be fruitful and multiply command, and you know the value of family. The Islamic community has the same, different source. The difference being is, I will contend again, the Bible is true, the Quran is not, but they have that culture. And he pointed that out, and then they did the closing credits. I think it was just before, just after the closing credits, this one gentleman comes back on again, and he says, you know, he says something about, you know, you can put this in the video, but I'm not not a religious man, but I see the difference in, as he termed it, the religious community, and it may change my mind. Because he understands the collapse of culture. And what I thought about, especially a lot of the other things they mentioned about marriage, including how one of the things is contributing to the demise of the growth of families, is the marriage is falling apart. And, it hits home. Because, again, my wife abandoned me. I did not abandon my wife. My wife abandoned me. Need to be 100% clear on this. But then one other thing happened. I used to watch this guy, Mark Dice. I thought it was interesting, but he got too much, seemed to be just political, specifically, especially now, Republican or Trump supporter, very much a Trump supporter. And so for a couple of years, I kind of ignored him, and I started watching him again lately. He is still very much a Trump supporter, and I kind of ignore that, especially the ones where that's a focus. But he's done a couple of late, one on, you know, he did one, they're coming for the Christians, and the truth about Jesus. They were quite solid. They were really, really solid. And I was very impressed with them. But then the one that came out today, it's titled, They're Doing It on Purpose. And what is he talking about? Essentially the same subject as the demographic winter, the demise of the family. And he gives a whole lot of points, which I'm pretty much in agreement with what he said. But and he did point out that when a family falls apart, the next generation is more likely to, you know, be the same. And it really You know, I'm very much aware of this. We've even discussed it long before my wife abandoned me. And it remains a concern, because what model do my kids have? What model? Because I have no idea what my wife has, especially in the last 12 years, told my young kids. You know, but what she's demonstrating clearly is use the Bible as a tool. Again, when she used the Galatians 5, for freedom's sake, Christ set us free, as a license for divorce, she's being like her dad, who twists, the Matthew 5, first be reconciled with your brother, and the way he twisted that. You know, those are just and of course, the you can't serve two masters, he twisted that. So my wife has done the same. And that's the model she set before our kids. And that really concerns me. Concerns me for my kids. It also concerns me for my wife, because I still love that lady. So, and again, it's late. But let me remind you, that video that I... Oh, by the way, I did send it to a couple other people. Anyway, I won't go into that. It's only like 20-some seconds. It's a short video. I send it via email. In the video, but it's there online. And I sang just simply the happy birthday to Susanna. And then I closed with something you may have heard before. I said, please tell your mom, my wife, I love her, and I asked for her back.